1:30, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. All coming up, but first let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Now we'll throw to a commercial break. When we continue, we'll hear from the Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Coming up, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
We continue with our pregame show at the Target Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. One of the things, I remember, you know, Coach Ryan talked about it, and you as well, in the first game here, you often don't see the floor until you're out there for pregame warm-ups. Well, lo and behold, your guys were actually able to get some shots up this morning?
We were. We got an early morning in here, which was good. You know, it varies. I don't know the exact, where you're seated. So there's been times we've been a one seed and haven't gotten it. And there's been times where, you know, been a 12 seed and haven't gotten it. So it was good to get, you know, a little bit of time. We don't need much, but to get guys in here. And we've had a lot of guys that have played here, Matt. Just our old Minnesota guys have all played in the state tournament here. So I kind of did the poll earlier this week with them, and they've all been here and played here. So, but no, it was good to get up and get going a little bit this morning.
Yeah, a little side note there, because I was talking with Tyler's mom and dad, Kay and Tim, and it's like a home game because parents, if they can, they travel all over the place, and it's only going to have a wider range in the future here. But for those folks to be able to actually 20-25 minute drive, what a luxury,
it's
right?
Perfect. And you know, you always find that when players get up in their eligibility years, seniors, for example, with Tyler being the only one, you see Tim and Kay everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're soaking in every single second that they can, which is awesome. I do the same thing, but and then to be able to do our billboards up here too with the mm-hmm. Varsity Collective, they have all the Minnesota players going all the way back to John Bryant, all the way up to the two that'll be joining us next year, and Jack and Daniel. So. It's cool that they're able to, you know, not right near the Target Center, see Badgers of the past and Badgers of the future and current Badgers here today.
It is one of the ironic things, because there are a lot of billboards where all the Badgers from Minnesota who've come down to Wisconsin, and we know the rivalry, we know the love or lack thereof between the two states, but Minnesota's been pretty, Minneapolis area has been pretty good.
Oh, it's been, you know, it's logical. Everybody asks, why do you recruit Minnesota? And because it makes sense and there's good players here and it's not very far from Madison. So for all the right reasons, which there's a lot of them, you continue to recruit here and we will well into the future.
All right, great to be here. First out of tournament is in Minneapolis. The Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins, the team looked pretty good last night, advancing, getting past Rutgers. We'll talk about that as we continue with head coach Greg Gard in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Day's sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit ClaryBuilding.com for more.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Greg, I think we mentioned this before, you played Maryland here recently. I know the season has not gone the way Coach Willard would have wanted, but at their best, they match up with most. Ask Illinois, and certainly they jumped on Rutgers last night.
Absolutely. You know, I think we've seen all year that, you know, just talent. I look back at the preseason, you know, predictions. They were picked third, to finish third behind Michigan State and Purdue in the league. So, you know, talent-wise, player for player, they're as good. You know, we've talked about the three of Jameer Young and Dante Scott and Julian Reese can match with any other three in the conference. So it is a very talented team, and obviously have struggled a little bit shooting, and hence they didn't last night. They didn't struggle shooting the ball, and you saw the result. So it's a really good team that maybe is obviously better, you know, on paper than what you've seen in their production, their record, and you got to make sure, you know, we have to take them out of their comfort early.
And this is, we're at that time of year. I mean, even though you only played them once, you guys know each other, you've scouted each other. the work on the floor, you keep that relatively brief. I mean, you certainly refresh them and you prepare them, but the actual physical work, you got to kind of measure that.
Yeah, we kept it really short. You know, we had Monday off after we got back from Purdue, and then, you know, Tuesday was a little bit of reintroduction to Rutgers, and then yesterday obviously was Maryland, not knowing who was going to win last night. But, you know, the benefit is, as you mentioned, everybody gets to this point in time of the year, you are who you are, and fortunately we played Maryland not too long ago, so there's a lot of familiarity there. And you know, you're gonna have to play well regardless of who you're playing this time of year. It doesn't matter. You have to play well for 40 minutes.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. We'll look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Maryland this afternoon in Minneapolis. Time now for our Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. It's gone final. Game one, Michigan State over Minnesota. That was the 8-9 game of this Big Ten tournament. The eighth-seeded Spartans, 77, Minnesota 67. A.J. Hogard pitching a perfect game, 6-6 from the field. Hit his 1-3, 4-4 at the foul line, 17 points. And 6 assists in this game. And Michigan State, we talked about Maryland a moment ago with Greg Gard. You know, when Maryland is right, it can, you know, beat Illinois in Champaign. When Michigan State is right, it can be really impressive. But the question is, can it stay right, Butchie, throughout the course of this week and, more importantly, next?
Well, that's been the question for almost every Big Ten team except for probably two. I would say Purdue and Illinois has kind of moved their way up there. Even like you talked about, Maryland was able to get Illinois once there too. So I think there's been one team that kind of has stayed right the longest. That's Purdue. The rest of them have kind of been up and down throughout this whole year.
Last night, it was we know that Maryland won over Rutgers, jumped on the Scarlet Knights early, won by 14. Penn State over Michigan, 66-57. Michigan, the last place team of the Big Ten. I saw a photo this morning, Butchie, where 11 years ago, might as well be 100 years ago, there was a photo of the opening tip-off of the national title game between Michigan and Louisville. I mean, wow, have times changed.
I didn't know you were, I knew you were going there with Michigan. I didn't realize you were going there with Louisville.
I know, right?
Yeah, you talk about two programs that just stunk. There's no nice, that's putting it nicely. That's putting it nicely this year. That just were not good. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and in the Big Ten, the four teams that played last night, the 11, 12, 13, and 14 seeds, keep in mind Wisconsin was 2-3 against that group, lost the single plays to Michigan and Penn State, beat Maryland in a single play, and split with Rutgers. So I think next week we'll talk about matchups over seeds. Well, in the Big Ten, it certainly is matchups over seeds, isn't it?
100%. And this is a matchup where Wisconsin's already found a way to, you know, beat Maryland 74-70. And it probably should have been a bigger win. Maryland, that was one of those games that we talked to Greg after the game and said, Maryland did everything right to give themselves a chance to, you know, come back in that game. And Wisconsin did everything right by making their free throws and closing it out. Like, it was a win-win both ways, and it was a good basketball game then. I expect a good basketball game today.
Yeah, 28-31 at the free throw line with the Badgers in that game against the Terps a couple of weeks ago. That's our quick look. Actually, the other games coming up in this Big Ten tournament in the night session games, Ohio State will take on Iowa. Penn State, by virtue of its win over Michigan last night, will take on Indiana. Michigan State, with its win over the Gophers a while ago, will draw the undisputed Big Ten champion Purdue Boilermakers tomorrow. That game will tip at 11 o'clock Central Time. And that's our look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, Butchie will give us his keys to today's game, Wisconsin against Maryland. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badgers, spring is right around the corner and so is the annual Crazy Legs Classic. Sign up today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. For more information and to register, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. That's CrazyLegsClassic.com. The annual Crazy Legs Classic, a Madison tradition unlike any other. Make sure you participate on April 27th.
Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry-reported total sales.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It's the Badgers and the Terrapins this afternoon, round two. Here, the first round last night with Rutgers and Maryland having at it. The Terps advancing. Penn State over Michigan earlier today. Michigan State knocked off Minnesota. Now the Badgers and the Terps here in the second game of the day here up in Minneapolis. And for the keys to today's matchup, I'm going to give it to the man himself, Brian Butch.
It starts with transition defense. Maryland, they're going to have a hard time scoring the basketball they have all year. So limit their transition. If you're Wisconsin, rebound the ball at a high level. I know you said that, but you got a lot of guys for Maryland. They're going to go crash the glass. So go ahead, especially Julian Reese. Make sure you rebound. And for me, it's limit fouls. This is a team in Maryland that gets the free throw line a whole bunch. They're third in the conference with 21.2 free throw attempts. Talk about rebounding. They're also fourth in the conference, averaging 9.8 offensive rebounds. So yeah, those two things are really crucial. And then for Wisconsin, it's weather the first 4 minutes. When I say weather it, if shots aren't falling, different, like it's different than your normal routine. You've been through it before, but it's still different. Maryland's played here. Try to get to the bucket early, score some easy points. If not, don't freak out and don't let this lead get to a 10-point lead to Maryland where they're out to a 10-0 run. Avoid that. Get your feet underneath you. and then get back to the rhythm that you need to find.
I'm really glad you put it that way, because one of the normal keys we talk about, well, I'll get off to a fast start. I've never heard of a coach say, well, let's just start slowly.
Correct.
It's what happens when, if that doesn't happen, how do you handle that? That's going to be big for Wisconsin here.
It is, and that's the biggest thing that I look at with this. You might miss some open shots. If you remember, we saw the clip a week, I think it was a week ago, 33-36 game, right? Well, both between Penn State, Wisconsin, first round. Big, like, it happens. That's what happens in these tournaments. I remember playing in the first game, struggling. We found a way to win. We ended up winning the whole thing in 2008. But that first game against Michigan was an ugly game.
We're talking with Greg in the pregame about they were able to get a shoot-around here, and that was something that was always bugged Bo and Greg, because a lot of times you don't. You're playing a team with a game already in hand. For you as a player, did you miss not having that?
Yes,
you absolutely
100%.
Did.
That's why when we got the text from Teamworks, it said shoot around. We were at dinner last night. I said, all right, boys, that's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
Because it gets you back to your routine. Every other game that you play, the 20 of you played in conference are all the same. You have your shoot around. You have your routine. Then you come to a big stage and they want to say, ah, don't worry about it. But that's not how players work.
Yeah.
So now they've got their routine. They've got their shoot around, and now you're back to kind of doing what you've done all year long, which is a great thing. Plus, as a shooter myself, I wanted to see the ball go through the basket a little bit. Once I did that, I'm like, let's go.
You're good. Yep. No, it's a real thing. And even in early games, let's say, where the Badgers, if it's home or on the road, you just get there earlier and get
for
more
sure.
shots
Absolutely.
Up. Not an option here, but they were able to get here this morning, get some shots up, and hopefully for the Badgers, that can pay off here today. Those are your keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert.
Right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Time now for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The guys who have been banged up, including Chucky Hepburn, who was removed from the game with a couple minutes left Sunday at Purdue. Everybody up and running in terms of the guys you see out there the most. Isaac Lindsay and Isaac Gard, though, still unavailable. But Chucky Hepburn up and running. Same deal, Max Klesman. No one listed as questionable here for Wisconsin. Jahari Long for Maryland, the senior out of Houston, came over to the Maryland program with Kevin Willard from Seton Hall. Long went down with a right knee injury last night in the final minute of the game. And he is out here for today's game. Everybody else, of the rotation players, good to go for the Terrapins this afternoon. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Official starters not posted, but we can tell you the Wisconsin starting five is the same as it's been throughout the course of the regular season. Tyler Wall, the 6'9 grad student from Lakeville, Minnesota, 11.5 points, about 6 rebounds and 2 assists per game. The 7-footer, Stephen Crow, junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 11 points, 7.5 rebounds, 2 assists per contest. A.J. Storr, the 6'7 sophomore from Rockford, Illinois, at 16 points a game. And you have Max Klesman, 6'4 junior from Nina, 9.5 the game, and Chucky Hepburn, the 6'2 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, 8.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3.7 assists per game. The projected starting five for the Terrapins, looking for a front line of Julian Reese, 6'9 junior out of Baltimore, 14 points, 9.5 rebounds, nearly 2 blocks a game, 58 total rejections this season. The Indiana transfer, Jordan Geronimo, 6'6 senior from Newark, New Jersey, 5.5 points, 4 boards. Dante Scott, 6'8, 50-year senior from Philadelphia, 11.5 points, nearly 5 rebounds a game. The freshman, Deshaun Harris-Smith, 6'5 out of Woodbridge, Virginia, at 7 points per. And Jameer Young, the 6'1, 50-year senior, the transfer from Charlotte. Young out of Upper Marlboro, Maryland, at 20.5 points per game, 5 rebounds, and 4.3 assists per contest. His shooting has been a struggle of late, but even last night against Rutgers, he had but 11 points, but he also pulled down 8 rebounds and had 7 assists. So he was on the edge of a triple-double against the Scarlet Knights last night. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Badgers and the Terps here this afternoon. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruits. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
"What even is that?"
and
"We're having that again?"
or
"Seriously?"
are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any homeowning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three right side. Book it! Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. The Wisconsin Badger postseason is presented by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson. Back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball and the Big Ten Conference Tournament for the first time ever held in this city. Earlier today, Michigan State defeated Minnesota. Now the Badgers draw the Maryland Terrapins. Conference tournament play in this league began in 1998. Seven times the Badgers have played for the title. They've won it three, including Brian Butch and the 2008 Badgers. Everybody's got different motivations, right, Butch? The path for Maryland to get to the Big Show is to win the Big Ten Conference tournament. For the Badgers, you just want to continue to play well. They're in the field of 68. But they know they need to play better and maybe specifically shoot it better than they have this last month or so.
No question about that. But first of all, I want to say congratulations, Hall of Famer. Congratulations. That's a huge honor. So it was fun to see it be announced today and sit next to you and do what you love to do. One of the reasons you're the best at what you do. So I appreciate you letting me sit here during this.
Come on, man.
Congratulations, Hall of Famer.
Thank you.
But as far as Wisconsin goes, yes, shoot the ball better from three. I thought the last two games they've played, Matt, they played some pretty good basketball. Defensively, they've been better for longer stretches, which you need to see. I know they're not going to be great,
right,
but they needed to be better. We've seen that. Offensively, the ball's starting to really move more. And then it comes down to just knocking down some shots. Even early on in this game, I know they had a shootout, but if they miss some threes, don't run away from it. Don't keep shooting them, but weather that initial storm. Sometimes that happens in tournament play. It's different. Maryland, they've already played it. Just don't let that get to be a 10-0 lead. Don't let it, balloon quickly. That's what Maryland did to Rutgers, and Rutgers couldn't score enough to get back into it. Wisconsin, they'll be able to score enough, but you don't want to be playing from behind so much.
Yeah, we look at this Wisconsin team, the best offense in terms of points per game in some 30 years. So if you're a Badger fan, you're going, man, just been better defensively. That record could be so much better. Maryland has one of the better defensive teams in college basketball. It's ninth in defensive efficiency nationally, but it can't shoot. So if it was a reasonably shooting team, that 16-16 record would be a lot better.
Oh, there's no question about this. And yesterday they made some shots. I called a game of Maryland-Nebraska at Maryland where all of a sudden Maryland made some shots. It was a 30-point win against a Nebraska team that's in the NCAA tournament.
Absolutely.
So this team is very capable, and that's if you're Wisconsin. You cannot let this team start feeling themselves early on. Defend, make them contested jump shots, still pack the paint. You've got a big in Julian Reese that you have to make sure that you guard physical. Don't let him get going. And then yourself, do what you do well, which is rebound the basketball, get the ball in the paint, and play off each other.
All right, Earl Walton, Kelly Pfeiffer, Rob Riley are your officials. The Badgers wearing the home unis here as the fifth seed. Home white cardinal trim, Maryland with the multicolored unis with the basically black and the red and gold trim for Kevin Willard's Maryland Terrapins. Well, Badger fans probably breathing a bit of a sigh of relief to know that Chucky Hepburn is right back in there. He got knocked around a ton on Sunday in West Lafayette, including taking a cut to the face and sat out the last couple of minutes of that game, but he is up and running and good to go.
It's a good thing. A cut to my face to make me look better. Cut to Chucky's face. Now all of his modeling opportunities are gone. It's unbelievable.
I know. I'm right there with you. They tell me I have a face for radio. Toss and tap to the Badgers, and Wisconsin will move to our rights, and we are underway here in the Twin Cities. Tyler Wall drives the lane up right hand around Reese. No good. Crowd the rebound back up and in. Big Stevie wasting no time, and it's 2-0 Wisconsin.
Well, that's a great start. Little pin down to get Tyler coming off. He misses layup, but Big Steve's there to rebound the basketball.
Stevie did not score on Sunday at Purdue. Here's Dante Scott, puts it on the deck in the lane. Knocked away Wall, and the loose ball snapped up by Stephen Crowell. Turnover Maryland. Wall to the front court for Wisconsin. Tyler whips it to Crowell, turns to Hepburn high on the left. Refuses the Crowell screen, a throw to Crowell at the top. They rotate it right wing for A.J. Storr. Wraps around a Wall screen, right elbow jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound tap, digging it out of there is Storr. Flipped it up left hand off the left side iron, no good. Tyler Wall trying to run it down. It goes off his hands and out of bounds.
Good offensive possessions by Wisconsin. The first two possessions they've had, two really good looks. Big Steve with the offense rebound the first time, and then A.J. Storr with a 15-foot jumper. I'm fine with that.
We're about a minute in, 2-0 Wisconsin. Deshaun Harris-Smith throwing to Jamie Kaiser out front. He gets the starting call over Jordan Geronimo, and a Kaiser pass is kicked to the other end of the floor by Max Klesman.
I love what Max did there. He fought over the screen, got into the body of Kaiser. So all of a sudden, the catch now is way up by the pinwheel. By the way, I love having the pinwheel back.
That's good.
I mean, go back to the normal stuff. That's what it should be about.
You know it's March when you see the pinwheel, right?
Well, who doesn't love a good pinwheel?
Yeah, absolutely. If I could just get you to get into Twizzlers. But that's another story. Here's Harris Smith throwing to Kaiser. Right corner three is in the air and good. Kaiser was 3 of 6 from distance last night against Rutgers. This is a Maryland team that's among the worst in the country from downtown.
And Max got to put his butt on the baseline so that pass can't get to the corner.
3-2 Maryland. About a minute and a half gone by. Chucky Hepburn around a crowd screen. Throws to Wall. He'll flip it to Max Klesman. Turns to the free throw line. Tosses it out to Hepburn. Whips it inside. Wall catches left shoulder turn, flips it in with the right hand. It's 4-3 Wisconsin.
And if Maryland's going to switch like they did, Tyler Wall did a good job of just settling in that paint.
Dante Scott out high, throws to Harris Smith. Now Jameer Young against Chucky Hepburn. Jameer Young, talk about heavy usage. He has the ball right now. And Hepburn trying to reach and knock it free. Digs in and is called for the foul, his first.
Now we saw this Sunday, last Sunday, with Stephen Crowell trying to pick up cheap fouls. There's another example, though, but this time it's Chucky, a cheap foul. Didn't need to go reach for that there.
Jameer Young, baseline left, inbounds at Dante Scott, throws to Julian Reese in the left wing, hands off to Young. Young high on the left, works off the Reese screen. Hepburn working over it. Now a throw to Reese, twisting in the lane. Mid-post left jumper, back iron no good. Rebound tip from Crowell to Hepburn. 2 minutes and change into the game, 4-3 Wisconsin. Hepburn, a high screen from Crowell, moving left to right, hooks it back out to Stevie, open three, straight on, straight in. Stephen Crowell with 5 points early on, and it's 7-3 Wisconsin.
That's a three for the big fella.
Of course it is.
Oh, absolutely. And we all love seeing the three go in, though.
Love seeing him take it, too. At times, it seems like he turns those down. Here's Jameer Young off the wing in the lane, 8-footer, back rim, front rim, and through for Jameer Young for his first points. Hepburn picked up backcourt by Harris Smith. They break the mid-stripe on a throw to A.J. Storr. Right corner, 7-5 Wisconsin, 2:45 gone by. Hepburn loops around a crowd screen, stops right elbow, feeds Stevie, wraps at the Wall, who throws it to Max Klesman. Right hand toss for Hepburn. Chucky against Deshaun Harris-Smith. Going to Tyler Wall with 8 to shoot. Wall backing on Dante Scott. Backing, left block, one pump, pivots, bounces out to Hepburn, feeds Storr, 1 to shoot. He will for 3 and hit it. A 3 for A.J. Storr, and it's 10-5 Wisconsin.
A 1 again, another 3. Boy, did we not see a lot of those last. It's nice to see it go in, especially now.
2 for 2 early for Wisconsin. The Badgers were 5 for 24 on Sunday against Purdue. Deshaun Harris-Smith outside right. Throwing to Jamie Kaiser, and now it's Jameer Young high on the left. Young surveys, gets a screen from Reese. Bobs off the screen, now moves to his left. Pull up left elbow jumper, off the rim and in. A couple of friendly bounces here for Jameer Young, 10-7 Wisconsin.
But, Matt, you're going to give stuff up. Right? Yes. Like, that's that 15 with a rear contest. Like, that's what Wisconsin's going to live with, giving up.
Maryland can show that 2-3 and then can switch to a man. It's showing 2-3 right now with 15 to shoot. Hepburn high on the right, goes into Crowell, baseline right, 10 to shoot. Crowell backing on Reese, backing to the right block, turns, kicks it out to Chucky, flips a 3 right corner, book it. Chucky Hepburn for 3, and it's 13-7 Wisconsin, 4:10 gone by. Well, the Badgers feeling good in the very early minutes from long range as Jameer Young works off a high screen from Scott. Now works to his right off a Julian Reese screen and a whistle off the ball. And a foul coming up here. They'll point to Stephen Crow of Wisconsin as we hit our first media timeout. Wisconsin basketball's postseason coverage is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. And the All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 15:41 left in the first half. Wisconsin 13, Maryland 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
For 65 years, Menards has been the one-stop shop for post-frame buildings. Whether it's protecting equipment or you just need a place to keep your toys, Menards has a post-frame building for you. Design your post-frame building and save big. Plus, get free estimates fast, in-store or online with our design programs. Check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards and Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com.
Citgo Top Tier Tri-Clean Gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 15:41 left in the half. 13-7, Wisconsin leads Maryland.
And, man, when you come off the game shooting 5 for 24, normally you say, oh, your feet weren't set, they weren't good shots, especially when you start this game out 3 for 3. But the looks they got against Purdue are the same looks they're getting now. The only difference, they're stepping up and they're making them.
There they are. Jordan Geronimo in the game. He'll hand off to Jameer Young. A lob for Geronimo, and it sails over his outstretched hands and out of bounds. Nolan Winter, John Blackwell on the floor for Wisconsin now.
Great job by Chucky Hubbard. He realized it, recognized it, went to the body of Geronimo. That, therefore, you weren't able to accomplish the lob.
Max Klesman is a high screen from Tyler Wall. Max to the top of the circle, throws to Hepburn. Quick pass, Wall, baseline right. Starts to back on Geronimo. Wall backing near the block. Kick out Hepburn on the right wing. Jameer Young into him defensively, and a bounce intended for Wall. Deflected. Tyler gets it back. Shot clock at 5. Hepburn off the screen. Picked up by Geronimo on the switch. Fadeaway. Baseline right. Jumper good. And Chucky Hepburn, little mid-range game. 15-7 Wisconsin. We are 5 minutes into the game. The Badgers have hit 6 of their first 9 shots. Rayshon Harris-Smith high on the left for the Terps. Going to Jameer Young, drawing the assignment on him as Blackwell right now. Kaiser off the left wing. Looks a pass, Julian Reese. Backing on Winter, a double from Wall. Turns baseline, kick out Kaiser. Open 3, right wing. Off the rim, no good. Winter the rebound for Wisconsin. Quick outlet to Blackwell, and the freshman up the left sideline to the front court for Wisconsin. Part of the all-freshman team in this conference. And a baseline right jumper is too long for Blackwell. Weak side board, Jameer Young. Up the right sideline, gives it to Julian Reese up top. A handoff to Harris-Smith. Harris-Smith also one of the top freshmen in the conference. They work it inside to Reese. A lob, Geronimo low on the left, goes up, missed the chip shot. Got his own rebound. Tried to kick it out to Reese, and he got tied up by Blackwell. And the foul is on Blackwell of Wisconsin. A.J. Storr will come in for the Badgers, replacing Max Klesman. 14-14 left in the half, 15-7 Wisconsin.
I think offensively for Wisconsin, you couldn't have asked for a better start. You couldn't have done it. As you talk about Maryland, ninth in efficiency in the nation. And they've already got 15 early on in this game, 6 minutes in.
Jameer Young gets a Reese screen. Right wing throws to Reese. Left elbow jumper. Rattles out. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. And now Kamari McGee will come in for Chucky Hepburn. Kamari electrified the Kohl Center crowd last Thursday with the 11 points against the Scarlet Knights. Had 4 on Sunday against Purdue. McGee to the front court. High screen Winter. Kamari, right lane line. Pivots, throws it out to Tyler Wall. Whips it to Storr. Long three, left side money. Uh-oh. A.J. Storr. Kind of a no-no. Uh-oh. Yes, it worked. 18-7 Wisconsin.
It was deep. There's no question about that.
Deep and a little bit early, but it works. Here's Deshaun Harris-Smith out between the arcs. Going to Jameer Young. He's with McGee. A toss for Reese right wing. Backing on Winter. Reese in the lane. Scoops it inside. Geronimo low on the left. Nice feed into Geronimo for the finish. 18-9 Wisconsin. Maryland with a three-quarter press. McGee's pass deflected. It'll be a turnover. Snapped up by Dante Scott. Scott, left-hand dribble, left elbow, and he had it knocked away. Winter grabs it for the Badgers. They trade turnovers. 18-9 Wisconsin, 13:05 left first half. Nolan Winter throws to Blackwell, snaps off a three, left wing, got it. Oh, the Badgers on fire from distance. Timeout, Kevin Willard, as it's a 12-point lead for Wisconsin. 30-second timeout taken by Maryland. 21-9 the Badgers, 12:59 left in the half.
And like you said, on fire. Now, the one thing that you have to be cautious of, and this is the coach and player in me a little bit, don't settle for threes now. You've done a great job. Ball movement's been there. Sometimes when you get off to a start like this and you're 5 of 5 from three, now all of a sudden you settle. Yeah. You can't let yourself settle. And that's one of the things Greg will be all over and the coach staff will be all over. Make sure you get your ball reversal. Make sure you still continue to get the ball into the paint. The threes they've gotten, other than the one from A.J. Storr, which was a kick a little bit early, have all come off of paint touches or swings and playing through each other.
They have. Yeah, the fool's gold, as they say.
Absolutely.
Keep it in the flow of the offense. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. 12:59 left in the half. 21-9 Wisconsin. Noah Batchelor in the lineup for the Terps now. 6'6 sophomore out of Frederick, Maryland. Jamie Kaiser re-enters the game. Steven Crow out there for the Badgers, along with Marcus Ilver, Storr, McGee, and Blackwell rounding out the five. And Jameer Young to the front court, met by Kamari McGee. Young high on the right, starting to back on McGee. Mid-post right is Young, turns baseline and flips it, hits it. Jameer Young with 6 for the Terrapins, 21-11 Wisconsin.
And you knew he was going to take a shot, only 2 shot attempts so far.
Marcus Silver throwing to A.J. Storr, high on the right, and his pass stolen away. Jameer Young on the run out down the lane, slam dunk. Jameer Young, the steal and the punch, and it's 21-13 Wisconsin.
Probably should have been fouled.
Yeah, Kevin Willard thought so. 12:20 left in the half, and Blackwell had it knocked away, but a foul is called. They'll get Noah Batchelor for his first foul, and that's the first on Maryland. Klesman and Hepburn will check in for Wisconsin. McGee and Storr will come out. Badgers have made 7 of their last 8 shots. Maryland's been able to turn them over a couple of times, though. 12:20 left in the half. Blackwell, sideline left, front court, will inbound to Marcus Ilver. Hands it back to Blackwell. He'll drive it in the lane. Got bump, plays through it, throws it up, no good. Rebound tap from Crow to Blackwell. Bounces to Crow. Crow off the right block. Backing is Stevie. Turns, goes up and in around Callum Swanton. Roger Crowell with 7. The lead is 10 for the Badgers.
I love the patience by Stephen Crowell. Understanding it. Kick it out. Repost deep. and then you can go make your move quick.
23-13 Wisconsin, 11:50 left in the first half. Batchelor throwing to Kaiser at the midcourt logo. Bounce pass, Swanson, Roger, right of the wheel. Hands off to Harris Smith, off the right wing in the lane, left hand, no good off the front rim. Guy, the rebound is Swanson, Roger, throwing to Batchelor up top, and a reset for Maryland. Kaiser against Klesman, working off the screen high on the right. A pass to Deshaun Harris Smith, 10 to shoot. Harris Smith off the Swanson, Roger's screen. Left of the lane, mid post left, tossed it up, no good, missed badly. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. As we hit the under 12 media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and a friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 11:23 left in the half. Wisconsin 23, Maryland 13. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 11:23 left in the first half. Wisconsin 23, Maryland 13. The Badgers 9 of 14 from the floor and 5 of 5 from downtown. In these last 11 games, Wisconsin has shot just 30% from three, but on fire here to start the game today.
Well, and you look at it, the beautiful thing about it is 6 assists on 9 made shots. What does that tell you? The ball is popping, the ball is moving, and they're taking the right shots. Even when you have bad shots or one-on-one play, you still make shots, because it happens occasionally, the assist number then stays low. This team is moving the ball right now, and this is the start you wanted if you're Wisconsin. You've done everything right. Now, make sure you don't settle. Continue to keep your foot on the gas and keep on putting pressure in different ways by ball movement.
Hepburn, Klesman, Blackwell, Ilver, and Crow on the floor for Wisconsin. It's Ilver throwing to Chucky Hepburn, high on the right. Chucky one dribble, throws it to Marcus. He'll leave it for Blackwell around an Ilver screen just left of the circle. Bounce pass Crow, shot clock at 12. Hepburn high on the right around a Crow screen. Chucky left lane line, kicks to Blackwell for three, left side, good again. And they are 6 of 6 from downtown. 26-13 Wisconsin, 10:52 left of the half.
But it all happens because Chucky breaks the paint. When I say breaks the paint, gets into the paint, defense collapse. Just enough time to shoot.
Jamie Kaiser leaves it for Julian Reese, right of the lane. Single coverage from Crowell. Back Chucky with a bounce for Crowell. Right of the lane against Dante Scott. Backing is Stevie. Backing right block. Goes up right hand. Off the rim and out. No good. Rebound. Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Low on the left. Flipped it in off the glass. A man's play by the freshman.
I love that kid.
How can you not?
Right? Like, I've been seeing it a lot more recently, but man.
28-15 Wisconsin. 10 minutes left in the first half. Julian Reese, right elbow in the lane. Darts at the Kaiser. He'll catch left corner. Klesman getting into him. And Kaiser gives it up to Young. Weaving left of the lane. Cut off by Crowell. Fades, flips. Off the back rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound for the Badgers. 9:43 left in the half. 28-15 Wisconsin. Blackwell throws to Crowell. Top of the circle. Angles it to Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky against Dante Scott in the, down the lane, down the baseline. Throws to Klesman. Right corner. Three off the rim, no good. And after making six straight, the Badgers finally missing a long shot.
Come on, Max.
Here's Dante Scott for three. Too long, no good. Runs down his own rebound. Finds Jameer Young right of the circle, shooting, missing. Rebound, Blackwell for the Badgers.
I had to give him a hard time. He can't miss this, mess up the streak like that. But good defensive possession by Wisconsin again.
Here's Blackwell at the foul line, throwing to Klesman. Feeds Blackwell at the top of the circle. One jab step. He'll try a three. He'll hit the three. The third day three for Blackwell. Timeout Kevin Willard, who has just burned his second timeout. His second 30 with 8:59 left in the first half. 31-15 Wisconsin. 7 of 8 from the three-point line are the Badgers. You know, your crack on Klesman, it always reminds me of a Bob Uecker line that he used to use. When, back in my playing days, a manager would say, you grab a bat and in this rally.
It felt that way. You know, here's the thing about John Blackwell. Maybe when you're a freshman, and I know he's not a freshman, he's played enough, but you're so young that you don't know what the moment is. You don't know what the stage is. And what you don't know, sometimes you go out there and you play loose. That's exactly what John's done. Mm-hmm. And just the way that he's come out, he's banged threes, yes, but the most impressive play was the offensive rebound he stole from Julian Reese, and then finishes through him, and now, I mean, good luck. He's feeling it, and that's exactly, now your hands are full right now.
Stays in the game, along with Hepburn, Storr, Wall, and Winter. Here's Jameer Young to the front court. He has 8 points here for Maryland. He averages 20 and a half a game. Going to Deshaun Harris-Smith, tosses to Geronimo, rotates to Young. Whistle off the ball as crashing to the floor when a Badger and a foul called here on the Terps.
Kaiser, yes, on the cross screen. Nolan does a really good job of fighting through that. And because he's fighting through it enough, Kaiser gets that cheap foul.
It is the second team foul on Maryland. 8:45 left in the half. 31-15 Wisconsin. Hepburn working on screens from Wall and Winter to the right wing. Goes to Winter. Refeeds Chucky right of the circle. Fakes left. Moves right in the lane. One pump. Kick out Winter. Leans in and pushed it up and in with the right hand. From just left of the lane. First points for Nolan Winter.
And Chucky gave up a layup. He had the layup after the shot fell.
33-15 Wisconsin. 8:20 left in the first half. Jameer Young throwing to Geronimo. Rotates to Kaiser high in the right. A flip to Deshaun Harris-Smith. Finds Jameer Young left of the lane. Wall there to meet him. A toss out to Jordan Geronimo. Scooped it back to Young. 10 to shoot. Young left wing. Around a Reese screen. Slips it past to Reese left of the lane. Hepburn picked him up. Now Young. Deep three up top. Back rim no good. And it's off the rim a couple of times. And Hepburn sent to the floor.
Jordan Geronimo.
Yes, sir. Foul called on Jordan Geronimo. That's his first. Jameer Young, as good as he is, and he is an exceptional player, he's really struggled from the three-point line here of late. Just 2 of his last 22, and we've got a timeout here on the floor. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 7:59 left of the first half. Wisconsin 33, Maryland 15. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Steve by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what's value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Maryland picking up Wisconsin in the full court now. Under 8 minutes left in the half. 33-15 Wisconsin. As John Blackwell will dribble it through the center circle to the front court. Leaves it for Tyler Wall. Wall with Deshaun Harris-Smith defending, and a double quickly from Noah Patchler. A pass out to Nolan Winter. Outside left.
And Maryland in the zone. You've got to continue to move it right there. Tyler Ware, short corner. Great cut by Nolan Winter.
Goes up and got fouled. That is great movement against, as you just said, Butchie, against the zone. They're still popping the ball. And Nolan Winter is rewarded with free throws.
But it all started because Tyler Wall, again, experience in a situation. Maryland started man there, then goes zone. So Tyler finds himself, cuts through the top part of it, and settles in the short corner. Because he settles in the short corner, now all of a sudden, the angles are there. Nolan Winter realizes it a little late, but he realizes it. Cuts to the front of the rim. Tyler hits him, and now he's at the free throw line. When you cut to the front of the rim,